What are we?
Wolf Brother, they call us.
What does that mean?
Exactly what it sounds like.
Hey, they won. Settle down.
All I can say is, but did the Raiders win or did Green Bay lose? So let me tell you, this is where I come from. When I start talking about the Wheel of Time, I am a Oakland A's fan and a Raiders fan. So every time I'm like Charlie Brown with a football, every time things start going good, they got to pull the football out from under.
I believe. No, you shouldn't.
No,
you shouldn't. Like the Raiders really are like because I still remember the good old days when they were in the same division as the Seahawks. So I'm technically supposed to, but that's been a long time. And so I still kind of want them to lose, but like, it's to that point where it's like, no, this is just sad for the league. Like it's to have the Raiders.
But yeah, it is. You're right.
I mean, I was there too. Like I was living with Justin when the Raiders and the Bucks were in the Super Bowl and it was like, oh, cool.
Oh,
like,
no, you got to bring that up.
Thanks.
Well, at least they were there. Like, if your team's in the Super Bowl, you're like, cool, we'll probably be good for five more years.
Nope.
Yeah, they were good. They were. That was it. That was the last year.
The absolute peak.
Nope. Five more minutes.
Not even that. We got to the Super Bowl and that was it.
I got to tell you, Justin, we were talking last week about, I think it was the outtake from last week where Justin said, where we were talking about how Justin can like...
Has to sleep with music.
Play video games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Play video games and keep track of the movie on the other TV. Justin was the only person at our Super Bowl party that went, that was a nipple. I saw a nipple. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up. Janet Jackson did not show her nipple. Just shut up, Justin, and go smoke some more pot. And then it's here.
Turns out.
Yeah. Turns out that was a nipple. Thank the light, everyone. I am your nipple. And these are my wolf brothers.
How?
Wait. I am your forbidden nipple.
I will be your don't let a nip slip by, Sadai.
And I will be your wardrobe malfunction.
Yes. See what we did there, people? These are professional podcasters here.
Bringing it back.
We're doing it.
All right. I'm starting.
Go.
So first of all, I want to put this at the top so it doesn't get buried at the end of this podcast. If you are a watcher and a fan of the show and you have not, will not, refuse to ever read the books, I need to hear from you. You send me an email, there is at least a 50-50 chance we're going to get you on the show because I have to talk to you. Because I wanted to watch the show a little bit.
Because I am looking for an excuse to not have to read these fucking books.
Kind of. And like today, I wanted to watch the whole fan edit and then watch a bunch of the show. But as usual, I got busy doing other stuff. So I watched half of the fan edit and I had the first, I think I'm on the fourth episode of season two right now. It's just been on in the background all day long. And so I've probably like actually watched 20 minutes of the show today. This is a really fucking good show.
It really is.
Period. As a show, don't worry about what they're leaving out from a bloated book series.
Easy.
It is.
It is.
You guys have said that the middle five books could go away and you'd survive.
I have a rebuttal. Just, I'm going to let you finish.
So, but yeah, I just want to say, and I'm going to, it definitely like, and I just have to, in order to get through the books, like I'm going to put it on 2.0 and just let it go. Like the reason I'm going through the books so slow is because I'm thinking it's important to really take them in, which it kind of is. But I think at this point, it's more important that I get through them by the time this series is over in 5 years.
Right. So,
Justin,
let me just say, I will be glad to help you with that. What you really need to do is listen to The Fires of Heaven closely, or The Shadow Rising, which is the next book, and then The Fires of Heaven also. After that, I will start listening to them and I'm going to pick out chapters for you. No, and here's why.
Yeah.
We've gotten things moved up in the show. There's going to have things drop back in the show. I saw an interview with Rafe talking about how Lan and Rand are going to still be doing the sword training and stuff. It's just gotten pushed around and things like that. So that being said, I think that by the time you get to book 6, I'm going to be able to pick and choose things that I think are going to be important to the show or maybe important to a character arc or something that I might think we'll see on screen or something like that. But you're going to be able to, you're going to be able to skip a lot of that slog. I will listen to this chapter, listen to this chapter, listen to this chapter, and we'll just do those chapters. And I think that between me and Jeremy, we can cliff notes you through it a lot better. And then once you get to book 10,
yeah,
then you need to start listening again. 10, 11, or wait, I guess 11. Jeremy, which one's the one when thing happens?
It's going to be 11.
That's 11, right?
Yeah.
So 11 and then 12,
no,
13.
No. Where the big thing happens, that's,
yeah,
that's 10. I think that's 10.
So 10, you'll need 10 Dez, and then you'll need 11, 12, 13, because those are the final ones.
So 6, 7, 8, 9.
We'll be able to give you cliff notes on that. And I think that we'll be, if we're...
6 is pretty good.
And I just want to tell everyone out there who are book fans, I'm not...
6 is bailed out by Dumais Wells, dude, and the Asherman. And one other thing that I'm slipping my brain, because there's a lot of shit in that.
Totally against reading these books. I just... This will literally double the amount of pages I've read in my life. It is embarrassing to say out loud, but that's a fucking fact.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about it for a while, before the second season even started. It's just that, honestly, I think we need to do that for you because there's a lot of stuff that's going to be, seeing what they've cut and moved. I really feel like it will be a lot easier by the time we get to that point to be like, okay, this is going to be important to the story, whether they cover it in a sentence or an episode or a whole arc. It's going to be important,
Depending on how fast this show goes, it might go the other way and you might go, here's the chapter that we just saw.
right. Especially, the third season. So there's going to be things of that nature that are going to be, I'm really interested to see how things play out, basically. So
I think that it would be fine if you don't read the books at all. If they pick up the way that we think they're going to pick up and we don't have to do chapters just to fill up podcast stuff, I think that you could totally do it that way. You could be our control group. you know where Justin and I are coming from. So you can just be, hey, you guys didn't like it, but the show's pretty good. And that's kind of how you are now, and that's fine. I'm totally okay with that. And you can be like, well, I didn't understand this. And we may be able to fill something in with backstory from the books. Or we'll be like, I have no idea because that wasn't in the books.
Well, Desmond, you're my best friend and I'm not letting you off the hook that fucking easy.
Sorry. I tried, Des.
Yeah, Jeremy, first of all, Jeremy, I haven't said this for a few episodes. I hate you. Thanks for fucking trying to make it. I was trying to make it easy on him without giving him a complete cop out, but good job.
Well, and I think there's part of me.
Nice parenting, bro.
That if we had thought about it before, I don't think that's a terrible idea.
No.
But I think we're too far. I've gone a little bit too far down the rabbit hole to back out now.
That's the thing. I was like, you got into 3, and I think that it's probably given you some insight that maybe while you're not as rabid as me and Jeremy, and you're not as far as me and Jeremy, and you don't really give a shit about spoilers, you just want it to come together in a good way for TV. That's awesome. But at the same time, I really want you to at least get the core of the books. Like I said, I understand why you wouldn't want to read the middle four that are really tough with a bunch of characters that will never be in the show, never be important, and never come up probably in any way.
God damn it. Uno is amazing.
I love Uno.
He is so great.
I do want to, Des, you were saying how you were trying to watch, a bunch of stuff. What I did today is literally watch. And I just got to say, we love John from What Up. And he's great about everything. Really good about scoops and stuff like that. The Unraveling the Pattern dude, Lauren, I think he's a little newer to the Conjuring game, at least for Wheel of Time. His videos are so good.
Yeah.
The ones that he does on breaking down episodes, the production value on them and the quality of them are amazing. Also, even just his reaction videos, which is what I went through and watched today because I didn't want to get I want to save the in-depth stuff for the commentary. I have a lot to say, and then I want to rewatch it kind of then and have things. But his videos are so good, and his reaction videos are great. But I do got to say, I messaged him today. I go, dude, you got to come on. I go, because one of the first things that he said when the Matt and Mancini comes up. He mentions Shawshank Redemption. Jeremy, he mentions the Raquel Welch poster. And I'm like, dude, you got to come on, man. You're going to fit in with us really good. I was like, that was like one of the first things that Jeremy said on the reaction was like, dude, Maddie Dufresne.
So real quick, before we get too far away from it, Jeremy, you've had a week to think about it. I'm assuming you haven't rewatched anything. You're taking a break. How's it all settling into your nervous system?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that right before we came on. And I think I don't remember if I said this at the end of the last episode, but I think I said like it might have taken the season to a B. And then I'm going to backtrack on that. That season was a C. I think the last episode was the best episode. I think if you'd have told me before the show ever came on, hey, we're going to be two seasons in, they're going to hit the first three books. And I'd been like, oh, all right. Yeah, I can kind of see that. And you're not going to get to see any of the things that you wanted to see as far as major plot points at all. And then if you ask me, okay, would you call that a success? I would have said no. And Justin, probably you would have said the same thing, right?
I would have been definitely at the very least on the fence. And I'd have been like, what?
Yeah, I would have been like, that sounds like something I don't want to watch.
Sounds like that stupid Sword of Truth fucking.
That's exactly what I was going to say next. It sounds like Legend of the Seeker.
Sounds like Legend of the Seeker, and I don't want to ruin my life.
And so that being said, the second season was entertaining. I wouldn't say that if you showed me certain scenes with the names removed, I don't know if I would have been able to say this is a Wheel of Time show. A lot.
If you just read the script without.
Exactly. Exactly.
Character names.
So what do you say about that? Was it entertaining? Sure. Would it have been better if they would have given it more time and more followed the books more? Absolutely. I don't know what else to say. I'm never going to give it like a that's great, because it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it was good.
Well, and it's got to be like if you're batting 150, one home run doesn't raise your average very much.
That's exactly right. No.
So you got to go on a fucking streak, and you got to like.
If you could remove the books from your brain, would you like it as a TV show?
No, I don't think I would. Because I try to think of all the other fantasy shows that I've watched, and I would say that this wouldn't be in the, you know, in the top.
Has there been any, have any of the YouTube shows, Justin, has anyone gotten the straight dope about what got changed from COVID and Matt? Like actual answers, not just vague. We had to move some things around.
Well, no, the most accurate answer that I've seen, and I haven't been digging, I kind of gave myself a break a little bit until today, but what I've seen and heard, it's like they said that they had to rewrite all of season two because of Barney leaving the show.
But that doesn't...
Was the main reason.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. And I think because of like the things that they had to do at the end of last season because of COVID, because of those things, they had to rewrite large chunks, if not most of season two, which took it longer. And they had to do things that they weren't originally envisioning to get all the characters where they needed to be physically, like Falm and stuff like that.
Which makes sense.
And where what they're saying is that next season, it's more than likely going to be more of a kind of, I don't want to say linear story, but more of like, you will see what I expect to see kind of is like, I think Robin will not be there. I think Samael will be in Camelin. Kalindor may be in Camelin, or maybe it's in Tyr and then going Camelin to Tyr to the Waste. And then I think he's going to come back with the Aiel and then deal with the Shido as they follow. I don't know how much Ryudan we're going to get. I don't know if we'll get even one Stone Doorway. Those are things that I'm seeing that are in danger of changing drastically because of what's happening. Or, you know, maybe they worked so hard to get all these characters where they kind of needed to be by the end of book, you know, 2-3, so that they can slap the Shadow Rising down in as accurately as possible.
See, I don't get, because that explains why the first five episodes of this season were so fucking slow, because they were just trying to move the pieces where they wanted to. That's bullshit. There's 6 months in between the end of season one and the end of season two. You can put these people any fucking where you want. Show a 3-minute flashback. We're fine. Like you're already so far away from the book that just.
Yeah.
shit the bed for two more episodes, but then you're right back on track where you wanted to be.
Right.
Like, then Jeremy's like, wow, those first two episodes were garbage. But by episode three, I'm on board. I know where we are. I know what we're doing.
True. True.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like I said, I think story-wise, I kind of agree with you, Jeremy. Like, I think C plus, B minus, like, where we're at in the story. And if the third season, you know, doesn't get fucked with and have a bunch of crippling problems to it, I feel like we should get what we want story-wise in season three. That being said, I made a list of like things that I liked and things that I disliked. And my likes are a lot more than my dislikes. So I figure that's a successful show. I'm kind of more like Dez. I'm just, you know, there, of course, there's lots of things that I'm nitpicky and I'm, you know, I hesitate to use the word disappointed, but you know, I guess there's no other word. It's like, you almost get anxiety during the episode because you're like, you know, I start checking the runtime and like, it's fucking almost over. I haven't seen Rand yet. It's episode six. I've barely seen Matt. Like, what the fuck? And that was one of the things that Lauren was saying on the Unraveling the Pattern. You know, I get these anxiety filled moments that I'm wishing for something and I'm afraid I'm not going to get it, or I get something cool that I like and then but it's still a little disappointing because, or not disappointing, but not what I wanted to see per se.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
And again, I'm super duper excited for commentary because also, like, when I was watching it today, I was having lunch in the middle of the Nynaeve in the arches. And like, I thought I watched that episode. I felt like I watched that episode. I talked to you guys about that episode. There was a 12-minute chunk. I was like, I don't fucking remember any of this.
Like, I just... Where did this come from?
Yeah, just like, I do not remember, like, us, like, living with Nynaeve and her fantasy for, like, a third of an episode. It was just...
That's fun. Well, didn't we have that discussion? Because you were confused. You're like, no.
Yeah, because you're like, what? And like, no, she came. She didn't come
she
back.
She came out of the arches.
She came back. Like, you're like, wait.
No,
what?
that was like a double cross or whatever.
I feel like I took a shit and just let it play during that. Because I remember talking to you guys and being like, oh, and just being confused about how it all came together. But like, I do not remember just like living in Nynaeve. Like, I knew we saw a glimpse of her and Lan and her and her baby. And I remember seeing moments, but like when I was sitting there eating my lunch watch, I was like, oh, we're just going to do this now for half an episode.
You didn't check your Wendipedia app because they would have said, definitely don't get up right then. No. Don't get up. You're going to be really confused.
Or it would have said, you got 12 minutes. This whole chunk is Nynaeve's fantasy.
Yeah, this isn't real. So.
And I would have filled up my Slurpee. I would have topped off my popcorn. Oh yeah, it would have been a trigger warning for people who don't like false realities.
That's a thing.
Jesus.
It is, actually. There's literally I keep forgetting what it's called, but there's like a trigger warning on doesthedogdie.com that's all about false realities and memory. And like, basically it's like, it's going to be our Time Pop Patreon. It's like Doctor Strange, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Sure,
like,
sure.
All that stuff. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, and speaking of Patreon, everyone out there, I know I keep saying this, but like, I keep getting tricked into buying more cool stuff that I want to put in your swag bag, including a really cool swag bag. Like, I'm getting envelopes with my company logo on it.
Cool.
And I've got coasters coming now to go with the sticker, and I'm going to throw a couple other things in there. So everyone out there for the Patreon, it's coming and it's going to be worth the wait.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You want to go over your list, Justin?
What's that? Yeah. I mean, I was just going to, because Jeremy's like, because I hate it.
Yeah. If you actually wrote something down, then yeah, you can guide us. I've been.
Yeah. Blabbing. I mean, I just was like saying, it's like, you know, like I said there, I wrote down so many things that I like. You know, the Dark Friend Social, that cold open was great. Lots of stuff for later in the year. I love the kind of tricks that they did with Loial to make him seem larger than life. And then when he gets to Rec Shop and just fling people around like he's picking up kittens, you know, and just flinging them or something. It's like, that's like, you know, just he's so much stronger. The Elias, the Hopper, the Wolf Brother. I mean, the Hopper stuff is absolutely fucking devastating, but obviously needed and poignant for a parent's story. But man, it sucked so bad.
Because that was, does Hopper not die at all in the books?
Oh, he dies. Yes.
Okay. I thought it was
the same.
Okay.
A lot faster. Actually, he lasts a lot longer in the show than the book. So.
Oh, okay.
Another thing that Lauren actually mentioned was the smile and the wave thing, how Perrin's wife would always wave and smile to Peyton Pottenfane really big. He kind of is on the Layla's a dark friend type of thing, like us. So I thought that was cool. I think Leandrin's arc is cool. That being said, I think there are too many minor characters getting too much screen time. It's great and it's fun.
Like Moraine's sister. Is she a minor character?
Yeah. I mean, she's just not.
And a made up character that doesn't exist.
I was just going to say, she might be a major character, but yeah.
Yeah. And I just, stuff like that, you know, I don't love. And I think that, you know, even if it's only taken a couple of minutes an episode, I think that, you know, those kind of story points and things can be done with a few conversations with the people who matter the most on screen. And I'm talking about all of the Emmonsfield Five here. I think it is a story about everybody. It's not just Rand. It's about his friends too. And like Jeremy said, I'm so lame for a reunion, you know?
If you add up the amount of time that Moraine's sister was on screen this year and then compare that to the amount of time Matt is on screen.
Oh,
up until the last episode, I bet she might have more screen time.
Yeah,
you're probably right. Another thing, I love the way they're portraying the Shan-Chan. I think the Damani, the Soldam, everything is perfect.
So real quick. So speaking of Matt, like just talking about like going the wrong direction to get to the same place, like I always want to say Lorraine, and I know that's not right.
Leandrin. I love how you do that, though.
I know. I do it every time. Lorraine, Moraine, Leandrin.
They don't like each other.
Meandrin.
I'm going to meandrin my way through this conversation.
Oh, my God.
So for her to basically hold Matt in a cell for 6 months and then just open the door and let him go. Like, was she hoping to use him as bait for Nynaeve? And then once Nynaeve went through the arches, she's like, well, now you're no good to me because I can't use you to make Nynaeve do my bidding. Like, it was such a like, it's episode 6. We need Matt out of the cell. Okay, we're just going to let him out of the cell.
Well, story purposes say Ishmael. Ishmael was telling her what to do.
But what was the story purpose for him telling her to let him go?
Ishmael can find Matt anywhere.
No, he just wanted to keep him away from Rand and his friends.
Yeah.
But for why?
Probably from keeping him going off to the dagger too.
But the dagger was hit with him in Falm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he got it from Pottenfane there.
Exactly.
But as I'm saying, like maybe.
Stop being an apologist.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No. Want to see my magic wand?
And Min too. And then
I hate you both.
She basically lets Min go because they let Min go too. I mean,
well, the whole reason why Min was there was to eventually gain Matt's confidence and get him to Falm to kill Rand.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why he needs to be in the cell. He needs to be next to Min.
Uh-huh.
There we go. So there we go. Apology accepted, Justin.
but honestly, you know what? You're right. Because one of the things that you kind of don't, one of the last things that Moraine says to anybody, she's like, yeah, send a message to the White Tower and tell them to get a hold of Matt Cawthon.
Yeah.
Why?
But she does say Leandrin. Tell us to get a message to
the Red Aja.
There is no Lorraine because they are not, she says Red Aja.
Oh, that's
they're
right.
They're not together. They don't like each other. So there's no, you know, she's not. They're not working together in cahoots to do something. So that's a confusing one to me. Still loves all the Uno stuff, man. I love that he was a hero. I love all his cussing. I didn't love Natasha O'Keefe as Lanfear at first. By the end, I'm just like, ho, ho, who else was ever Lanfear?
Yeah. I'm excited to see the spider lady.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see more of her.
Bjork. Oh, yeah. She's fucking.
Bjork.
First of all,
we definitely want to see Bjork.
Yeah, dude, Bjork as Mogadin Mogadin. I think that lady is amazing, and she is pulling off Mogadin even creepier than I ever could have imagined her. I can't wait to see more of her.
She hasn't been in anything we would have ever seen, but she has put in some work. Like, she is a Spanish all-star.
She's from Spain?
I think she's Spain, yeah.
Yeah, she's Spanish, yeah.
No kidding. Dude, her accent, I literally thought she was from Iceland. It sounded
That's right.
It totally sounded like her. I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm gonna double check before you guys keep talking.
I lost you guys.
Talk amongst yourselves.
You lost me? Can you hear me, Jeremy?
I hear you fine.
Okay, Justin.
Hey, now. I got you.
Justin over-gesticulated.
Well, I lost him for a second there. I couldn't hardly hear him.
I think his headphone got...
I think it's just my headphones fucking up.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, I agree with you. The gal who played Lanfear, she probably didn't play it the way that I would have in the very beginning. She was way too confident, whereas in the books, I take that back. She was always very confident.
Yeah, she's a little more subtle in the books, but...
She's more of like, oh, help me, Rand.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Yeah. I need your help. Wink, wink. No, I don't.
You just don't like shoveling ash, you lazy.
That's true. He's like, aw.
And I know Des, Bail Doman. I love that he was kind of bookended in the season. I hope he has a bigger role to play at some point.
I hope we see him near water.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, we saw him on an actual ship. Yeah, go fuck.
Here's the thing was when he's actually going to be on a ship in the future, people are going to be like, why is this guy a ship captain? I thought he was just a traitor.
I thought this guy was like a spy or something. Traitor.
Exactly.
I do love like a lot of the altered book scenes or, you know, kind of things that they've changed. I do like a lot of them. Even like apparently one of the reasons like Rand got to just ice Turok in the way he did is that it's kind of a nod, like the way they all kind of kneeled facing him. It was kind of a nod to what he did to them.
Boo.
What he did to the, well, no, but also there's a thing.
Boo. That's a cop out.
No, there's a thing later.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No,
I read the books too.
No, I know, but there's a thing later. They combined that with the merchant lady and the fire sword with something he does later. To a bunch of Trollocs in the fire arrows and kind of just like it goes into their chest and it like literally boils their blood out of their mouth. So it's kind of a combination between those things. I was reading the passage. It's actually pretty cool.
Just to let you know that the woman who plays is it Magadin?
Yeah.
Magidian.
Laia Costa, L-A-I-A Costa. Yeah, she's trending right now. The first Google is Laia Costa married? Isn't on the Google.
So. Wow. Okay.
No, but Bjork is.
People want to know about her. And yeah, she's Spanish as fuck, born in Barcelona.
You know what, Jeremy? I like that they've made Nynaeve's block to the point of annoying because that's kind of how it is in the book a lot of ways. That being said, do you think it's too like their power scaling is fucked up? Like they don't know what to do with her. It seems like, you know, and it's like one of the things that I don't hate, but also it's like, you know, I know Egwene's grown in strength a lot and we need to show that on, but it's like, you're not going to show it by all of a sudden she can just, and granted, she's not fighting Ishi toe to toe. She's blocking shit, which is not the same, but you know, I would have been a little happier with Rand lending some strength, Elaine, somebody doing something besides Perrin and his magic shield.
Yes.
While I didn't hate that, it's just kind of like, look, man, that's very Captain America-ish. And it's not for this.
Do you think from now on, that's going to be Perrin's weapon is a shield that he got from Uno? Would that suck so much?
I would really not be stoked with that. So if anyone's listening.
Oh, my gosh.
Randy Jeffcoat, if you're listening, don't do that.
Oh, if he starts like tossing it like Captain America. Okay. That's a horrible.
As long as he has the axe with it.
He hasn't had an axe yet.
I know.
Except for the one time he accidentally picked it up.
Until he killed Jeffrey Bornhold, which, fuck that guy. He killed my dog, and he's the bestest boy, and he killed him.
I'm fine if he keeps the shield. Just don't subtract the axe.
The axe. Well, he hasn't got an axe yet. Do you think there's the episode in the beginning of the season, probably the first two episodes, I think, where one of the Aes Sedai says, Nynaeve, you're 10 times stronger than Egwene. Which in the books would not be true. She's maybe twice as strong. Probably not even that.
Yeah, more like two and a half max.
1.5 times, something like that. Maybe 50% more stronger. I don't know. It's not 10 times stronger. But there are also in the books, as you're progressing, you will eventually get stronger and stronger and stronger until you hit like a peak. And so do you think that what they're saying is right now she's 10 times stronger than you? And now, and then when Egwene shows up again, they're going to be like, oh, shoot, Egwene, you just jumped up big time.
That's the way I always kind of took it.
Which makes sense.
Do you think that's what they're going to do in the show?
Because.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Okay.
Because right now the women can only, Nynaeve and Egwene can only channel through emotions. And Nynaeve is always pissed off. So it makes sense.
Unless when she wants to use it.
She just naturally, when Egwene goes, fuck, and Nynaeve goes, fuck, Nynaeve is going to be 10 times more powerful. But Egwene, I think it would make sense that, yeah, Nynaeve would be more naturally powerful because of her emotions, and Egwene will become more or as powerful due to practice and precision.
So I have a quick question for you, Diz. Do you think that they conveyed Nynaeve's block in the TV show? Because I know what's going on, so I just automatically assume I fill in the blanks with my book knowledge. That sounds so arrogant the way I said it, but you know what I mean, though.
No, it makes sense, though. I know. Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Knowledge.
Yeah, book knowledge.
Who's going to keep you from becoming such an arrogant prick?
Yes.
This guy. Dragon Reborn.
Dragon Reborn. But yes.
Is she, you mean in general she's blocked, or?
So he doesn't know.
Yeah.
So basically how Elaine and Nynaeve can channel on command when they, you know, open themselves to Sidar. Nynaeve can't do that in the books unless she's like furious.
Right.
Like punch herself in the dick furious. Like she'll be like, just men stabbing people. But like in the show, they mentioned or afraid, which I feel like she was pretty fucking afraid for a good chunk of this season. And she still couldn't channel.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not call it a block. But I would say that it definitely came across that she's not channeling at will.
Right.
So, yeah.
More of a struggle bus type of thing.
They would go through like the exercise, like, okay, so you open yourself up. She's like, it doesn't work like that for me.
That's right. Yeah. We should have gotten, who's the, yeah, the from the book, the scene when they talk about how someone came to my quarters or did, maybe she did. Was it Moraine when she said like someone came to my quarters and basically beat me until I channeled correctly?
Oh, no, it was, that was Elida.
Yeah.
Elida had a block too. And so she said basically like hung her upside down and beat her until she learned how to channel by herself.
Really? I forgot about that.
They could still sneak that in the beginning of season 3.
I think it was Elida.
But I feel like that would be a quick and easy way to get that across to us.
Yeah. I think
to the viewer and to Nynaeve or Egwene.
I think that they're going to get rid of her block a lot sooner because that doesn't happen till like,
yeah,
I want to say like the eighth book, seventh or eighth book. Yeah. It's a long ways down the line.
Well, and it's like Loghain. It's like Loghain. You can't just leave him pouting around wanting to kill himself for fucking 9 more episodes. You know, something's going to have to happen with that. Same with her block.
He's the second biggest actor on the whole series, pretty much, as far as people that have done things before the show.
Right.
It's Rosamund Pike and then that guy. That's the only people I've ever seen on anything else besides Rosamund Pike is him.
What did you see now? I know you said this on every episode. What did you see? No,
he was in a Netflix show, and I can't even remember what the name of it was. But it was a big Netflix show, and I think it was about bank heists.
Oh.
And it was, but it was, I think it was a Spanish language show too, but it was really big on Netflix. It was on like the front page for a long time, and I kept seeing his face on it. Yeah, but I can't remember what the name of it was. I bet if I looked it up right now, I could figure it out.
Was it Bank Heist?
It probably was.
Probably not that. That seems a little too much on the nose.
Well, Jeremy, let me ask you this one. So we don't love Pouty Land. We hate Sad Moraine, and we not enough Matt, and the sword training is incoming. What about the Shadar Logoth Andarai? What do we think of that?
Yeah, if somebody would have told you, let me come right back and ask you this question. If someone would have told you, instead of Matt having his Ashandarai, he's going to take a bedpost and wrap the Shadar Logoth dagger around the front of it and turn it into a laser spear that it's going to work just like a lightsaber, would you think that that was cool?
Well, if you describe it that way, no.
Okay.
If you said it has a magic...
You mean accurately?
Okay. No, first of all, we're not in Star Wars. And if you have a magic dagger, sometimes it can open special locks. And you clearly have never played D&D.
Yes.
And
like a laser sword.
Oh my God. It's not a laser. It's just really hot metal. Okay.
Sorry. My bad.
God, Jesus.
Like a laser.
It's called Money Heist. That's the show.
Yeah, too. I know.
Okay. You found it.
So I was almost right. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm hoping it's just because I'm thinking about Matt fighting later. With that, and I just don't, unless they're like, oh, all of a sudden it, you know, They channeled into it, and then the blade grew a half a foot because it's still a dagger. It's not a short sword.
Now, do you think they're going to be having so many battles with wizards and witches and Sean Chan and just crazy people that a viewer wouldn't believe that a guy with a stick can do anything?
Yes and no, because it's too spoilery to get into for some things. And that's why I still believe that one of the stone doors may still happen, because Matt has a way to kind of avoid magic eventually, because one of the things he wants to be free of is Aes Sedai and their meddling. So no, and his luck, you know, it's like someone who's channeling, they'll channel IM and they'll just miss like an arrow because of his luck. So
which might be something that viewers are just like, really, luck? Like this fifth?
Yeah.
It's like Deadpool. That doesn't translate to the screen very well, Domino.
This fifth hero is just lucky.
Luck is not a superpower.
Yeah, luck's not a superpower. I'm pretty sure it is. It's not. Pretty sure it is. Well, we'll see. Why are you here yet? I don't know.
I mean, I would love to see it. It would be a great twist on something we've seen a million times, but I can see in the writer's room just being like, okay, so everyone around him is throwing lightning bolts and they're just missing him.
Actually, you know what? Very, very.
Because he's lucky.
No, very good point. And actually, Jeremy, you can definitely jump in and correct me if I'm wrong. The thing I love about Robert Jordan and Dez, I'm sure you're starting to know, when they have a sword battle, he doesn't start going, they slashed and they hacked. What? He starts to describe the sword forms. And the way he does it is very eloquent. And it almost describes it more of like a ballet or a dance, but it still conveys what's going on. And they get some of that with Matt as well, a different, but in a way that is, you know, it's not, it does translate. And I think it can translate very well to the screen. And I think it's not just luck. It's like, how do I describe it? You know, it's like,
yeah, he definitely, he can ballet. I know he can move and tuck and roll and elegantly get out of stuff, but it's still like, you know, I mean, I guess if we can believe that Hawkeye is.
If Hawkeye can kill other guys who are invincible with an arrow. Did you guys know that he's deaf?
Hawkeye?
Like he's supposed to be deaf. The character Hawkeye is supposed to be deaf.
No.
Huh.
I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently.
In the comic books, really?
Yeah, I saw that in this Deadpool arc, and Deadpool like signed something at him, and I'm like, Clint's deaf? I didn't know that.
Well, what's the guy in who's the lawyer, the who's deaf?
That's Daredevil.
Yeah, it's not Daredevil. You're sure it's not Daredevil?
He's not deaf. He's blind.
Oh, that's right. He's
blind.
Well, I'm deaf, dumb, and blind.
Wrong disability, buddy. I love Elaine in her toilet wine. Sierra Coveney as yeah. Elaine is amazing.
She's good.
Some good foreshadowing with her. How talking about she likes to tinker with things. It's something that becomes a talent later. Not just wine. She makes some cool stuff. You know, Jeremy, I'm like you. The reunions and the heroes. I do love how Rand kills Turak. I thought it was very Indiana Jones, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I liked Moraine getting her power back. The bonding with Lan I liked.
Oh, speaking of working around issues like Harrison Ford working around his diarrhea. Were they still dealing with crazy COVID shit when they started filming season two? Were they still like, okay, we can only have four people on set at once?
I don't think so. Because look at how they finished up, you know.
I don't know. But that would make sense for that last shot while they were just walking on the beach, just the two of them.
Yeah, because there's a lot of twofers in the first. Like I said, my notes, the first four episodes, my notes are just this person and this person, this person and this person, this person and this person.
Could be.
Which, again, could make sense why they had to take so fucking long instead of, like I said, my idea of just, who cares? It's been 6 months. Put them wherever you want. But they're like, no, we got to, yeah.
Got to make sense. Just put them where you want.
Got to wear a mask.
Jeremy, a couple things that were book things. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the tree singing?
What?
I liked it.
Why?
I thought it was just out of nowhere. Kind of out of nowhere.
I just thought it was cool for the scene. You know, it was like, you know, like you said, homegirl was trying to like make him like a mockery and everybody was like, oh, wow. You know, I thought it was pretty neat.
How do you introduce that subtly, though?
The way they did it in the books.
he sadly walks up to a tree and sings and then a quarterstaff comes out of it.
No, that's not the first time he does it. The first time was when after the Green Man dies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So like, say somebody dies and then you just like, oh, you can make a tree grow where they passed away as a tribute. That would have been way much better.
That would have been cool. I agree with that.
I should be a writer on the show. I make everything better.
They could have had him do it at Kareen's death.
But then in that case, they would have actually had to have a battle where someone dies, Jeremy.
That's true. Very much true. And Loyal would have to be there.
What about the kind of like Aiel culture introduction with the toe and the lady on lady violence? I feel like that captured it.
That was over the top.
But I feel like it captures kind of like the Aiel are different, right?
You know what else I was what kind of bothered me when they were coming to the city with Perrin? They're just like walking the whole time. And I was like, they would have never walked. They would have been running the whole time.
They'd have been running the entire time.
And that's another thing that should have been like, keep up, Perrin, or don't. I don't care. But we don't walk, we run. And we don't have horses.
Yeah, that would have been as effective as slapping that Vianda around, I guess. What about the tied off weaves thing?
I didn't hate that.
Okay.
I didn't hate that at all. Yeah. You gotta kind of make some changes that are, I understand that. And that was okay.
So, Moraine's not likable, very accurate. Last couple of things that I liked, you know, the saw and seeing the true power so early, I thought was pretty rad.
If that's what we saw.
Well, I don't know if we got to see the true power, you know, yet. But I feel like...
I'm loving this angle.
Do you think that was regular channeling, like traveling, what Mugginen did at the end? Or do you think that was... Yeah. Sorry, I was doing something. Can you see this? Is this close enough?
I was actually impressed we didn't get a shot of his balls. I think he did a great job.
It seems like I have pants, but I don't.
I think that that's probably just going to be traveling. But they might distinguish between like evil traveling and good traveling, if that makes sense.
What? I hate that.
Maybe that's where one... What's the other one? There's traveling and then there's... What's the other one?
Skimming.
Maybe one travels and one skims.
Could be. Could be.
I'd be fine with that.
When Lanfear takes Rand out of the ways, there's no door opening thing. You know what I mean? Like in the books, it's more like how Mogadine leaves.
Like disapparating. I don't like that. I really don't like that. I hope that becomes like true power channeling or something, because I
that might be another thing. Like
I really want to see the gateway, man.
As a viewer, because imagine in the mid-90s, someone opening a door and walking through it would have been the coolest fucking thing ever. But in 2023, it's like, really?
Doctor Strange, that's his only power.
It's just a circle. What?
Yeah, but you couldn't do that.
But that's honestly, if all you got to do is like make that a square that enlarges and like flips over on itself, and it would look super dope.
We literally just watched the Dragon or the Dungeons and Dragons movie, and that is what they used for
the hither thither
stick.
Yep. All you got to do is make it square. It's easy. Maybe it's not easy. I don't know. You know what? I'm not a CGI guy, so maybe it's really hard.
You know what? They love it when you call them CGI guys.
I don't know what they are. Digital animators, my friends.
Nice.
Jeremy, another thing that I thought was super weak, the Guitar of Sedai foretelling was really weak.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm glad it was there.
If they would have had her twin sister come out and then they would have swapped places.
They're like, gotcha.
If they'd have parent trapped it. Oh, that would have been so great.
Yeah, not just another thing that I dislike, like Nynaeve's arc after like the test, it's like her arc is just kind of weak.
Oh, that wasn't an arc. That was a slide down a...
Yeah, she fell out. She kind of fell off a cliff. How did Matt and Lanfear get to fall? They were just kind of there. Again, I mentioned the power scaling. It's like they kind of haven't figured it out yet. Or maybe they've got plans for it, but it's like it's not making a ton of sense to me. The fact that Swan could just wrap Rand up like nothing, but then, you know, Lanfear just is like, fucking fuck off. You know, it's like Rand is more powerful than both of them, or he should be. He will be, you know.
Yeah, maybe, and that could be it too, that maybe he just doesn't have it.
Because, okay, Jeremy, good point. He's more powerful than together. There is a one point in the books when he gets pissed off. Des, I think you've got to this part. It's Elaine and Egwene, and you probably haven't actually.
It's book four.
It's in book four. He gets kind of pissed off and he decides to fucking shield Elaine and Egwene, who are both already holding the power. He shields them both without even trying.
while he's doing like two other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, while he's doing like two other things, exactly.
Well, it makes sense why they're like, I mean, I guess if you piss Rand off, which you probably would if you shielded him, I can see why, you know, they're taking his power a little bit, a little slow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if Rand was just a fucking Jedi master by mid-season two, then we don't have a show.
No, we do not grant you the rank of master, Anakin. Man, fuck you guys.
First three books, he is kind of helpless.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, he's not very strong.
Well, he doesn't want to use it. That's his big, he's like self-shielding himself.
That's true too.
Power-wise, yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't want to channel, yeah. Yeah, I'll just do sword
which again
stuff.
Shows how much, how powerful he is because he has the control to do that because the fact that he's not getting pissed off and leveling mountains.
Yeah, or just seduced by the power itself, you know. Yeah. If you had that much power, how would you not, you know, do something with it?
You do this much heroin and not nod off.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. That was exact. I mean, that was going to be my next comparison, like just right on the top. Another thing, why can't they say steadfast? Why can't they say may she live forever after they say the Empress? Why is Lanfear on a horse? She would never ride a fucking horse.
Wouldn't need to.
If they're going to show channeling, then just show, or if they're going to show traveling, just show traveling. I love all the Easter eggs and the foreshadowing that they're doing. You know, there was a couple of scenes where Matt was missing an eye, just stuff like that. I'm hoping it pays off and pretty cool. And one thing I don't want anymore is them, like you said, Jeremy, trying to figure out, I guess Des, trying to figure out how to get from one place to the other. Like, just put them there. I don't need fucking where in the world is Moraine San Diego. I don't need any of that shit. You know, hunting for Rand and shit, you know, gumshoeing around.
Or put them on a boat, baby.
That's right.
Put them on a boat.
You ever looked at the Wheel of Time?
On a boat.
On weed, man?
Yeah, for sure. So everybody out there, before I launch into our basic ending next week. So yeah, we needed to take a deep breath and chew on season one a little bit before we go super deep into the commentaries. And next week is number 100. We have no idea what we're doing.
Des, just go back through the other 99 episodes and then do a best of.
When I only had one podcast, I did a best of.
Wow.
And it was great and it was fun and I'll never fucking do it again because I got too much material to go through. Anyone out there, if you want to comb through it and give us a top minutes, you go right ahead. Or you can go listen to Time Pop episode 24, which is the best of 1 through 23. It's actually really cool and kind of fun. So yeah, so we're going to do the number 100. It's, yeah, I don't know. We're just going to celebrate having a podcast go this long, really. I'm sure we'll talk about some Wheel of Time, maybe tell some stories, maybe.
Yeah, let's tell some Wheel of Time stories.
You know, Justin and I can mute Jeremy and figure out why we let him into this situation. We had such a good thing going. And then Jeremy showed up.
So true.
How Justin just tricked me into doing this podcast in the first place. It's going to be great. And then
I kind of did because I didn't even like know. I don't even think I could have named like one actor on the show when I was like, hey, this show's great. This thing's going to be good. We should watch it. And he's like, we do a podcast about it. I'm like, sure. Like it could have literally been, you know, like the Seeker of Truth series. And at least it's not that.
If it would have been called the Wheel of
Magic.
Anything besides
anything but time, Des wouldn't have done it.
The word time that you could have just, hey, we're gonna do Lord of Rings, it's time, and I would have been like, oh, sweet,
you motherfucker,
you. But this has been fantastic, I love it, and we're gonna celebrate it next week, and then we're going deep, 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 deep into the commentaries. Thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight. That is patreon.com/thankthelight. Over there, we don't want to keep any Wheel of Time content behind a paywall. So what we're going to do over there for a generous donation of $3 a month, we're going to give you an exclusive episode where we discuss a different fantasy. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I guess just movie.
Property, film.
Property, that's the word I'm looking for. A different fantasy property. Our first episode is already up. We talked about Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves. This month in October, we're going to do Princess Bride. And we're doing Princess Bride because a Patreon told us to do Princess Bride. So if you want to tell us what to do later on, get on in there and tell us what to do. And you'll get, like I said, I got a nice little swag bag I'm building up to send all of my wonderful Patreons as well. If you would like to continue to support us for free, we just ask again, please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Lord.
Yeah, rate us, review us.
It's good. Help us out. And yeah, and as you get friends into the books in the show, push them on over to our show. We'll help guide them through the book series and the TV series. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsday Ellman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsday Ellman. Justin is very active on that feed. So if you want to chit chat with Justin, that's where you can find him, at Parsday Ellman. Send us questions and comments again, especially if you are a show watcher, period. Don't care. Never will about the books. I want to talk to you and how you are enjoying the show. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank Blight? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out all of the other wonderful podcasts that we have there. That's at whatsoundsawesome.com. All the answers, Truth Not Trends, Time Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple, you can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find
free podcasts.
I haven't said this in a while, but I mean this from the bottom of my heart when I tell y'all to put your dagger in the horn box.
May you always find water and shade, and may the palm of the creator shelter you until next season. Or just come listen to us and we'll cup your balls.
I was just going to tell Jerry, doesn't it look like he's cupping balls?
It did. It was a very strange...
By cup your balls, I mean get you through the longing until the next season.
Oh, the longing. That's what we're going to say that Dez is going through. The longing. He feels it in his bones. He's like, oh, this book is making me long to see a show.
Oh, it burns.
I am so excited. I have to watch Loki now for Time Pop. So
nice.
Well, I hope it's good.
It's better than the books.
Dude, there's no books. Oh, wait, there is comics.
I just want you to know that A Day, what was it called? No, that was the one we did after the, what was the?
Tomorrow's Today?
Tomorrow's Today.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Mañana Es Hoy.
Mañana Es Hoy. Like, having you guys on there did not scare anybody away. Like, it is, like, on par with all of our other episodes around there. So yeah, people were just like, I don't care, they're talking about time travel, let's do it. So
they're all right.
Yeah,
those guys are funny. Maybe we even picked up a few, who knows,
if we're lucky.
That one guy's an idiot. Let's go listen to more of what his dumbass has to say.
Well, we'll never say who that is.
It's me.
We'll just imply it heavily.
Okay, Jeremy, you get the final word.
Change it back to a B minus.
Nope.
I hate you.
No, I'm not going to change it back to a B minus. I hope the show gets better next year. I hope it follows the books. I hope that they aren't impacted by the writer's strike and they don't have to rewrite a bunch of stuff.
And I hope you still get to be on this podcast.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You can bunt yourself into it. Base hit. Still count.
That's true.
It still counts.
You can say it looks like a line drive in the books.
Little flare to right field, still drives in the room.
You might even
get
thrown out, but you still get the RBI, baby.
That's right. Sack fly.
All right, you guys have a great week. I will see you next Wednesday, same time channel, same
bad channel, time, same time. Bad channel,
same time, same time channel,
time.
God damn it, Jeremy. Son of a bitch.
Now you gotta edit it.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Demonetized.
What, we're banned?
I don't know why hearing you say demonetized is the funniest thing I've heard in a while, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think that should be the stinger. Stinger, demonetized. Hey, join the Think the Light Patreon. Demonetized.